Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A warm night is settling across Israel with mild temperatures in Tel Aviv and clear skies over Jerusalem. Expect a comfortable evening across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, reports from Walla, just in, indicate that Lebanon is closely monitoring Israel's operations against Hezbollah, focusing on Revolutionary Guards tunnels. Also, earlier today, Ynet reported that IDF troops fired on a Hamas sniper near the Gaza ceasefire line, marking the first strike under new engagement rules. Also this hour, Israel Hayom, Hebrew, shares that the IDF condemned the entry of Israeli citizens into Palestinian areas in the West Bank, calling it illegal and unacceptable. Separately, Maariv reveals that settlers are allegedly besieging a Palestinian family in the village of Kusra for 3 days, cutting off water and electricity. And finally, in earlier reporting, the JTA notes Iran has appointed Mohsen Rezai, wanted by Interpol for the EMEA bombing, to its National Security Council. Reaction has been swift on social media. Danny Denon, a prominent Israeli politician, posted just minutes ago about his message at the UN Security Council, emphasizing the growth of Jewish communities in Judea and Samaria. Avi Kanner, an Israeli commentator, expressed happiness posting minutes ago about the resumption of consular relations between Israel and Venezuela. Standing Together, a social justice group, posted recently about increased harassment by settlers against a Palestinian family, highlighting incidents of electricity cuts and confinement. Let's go deeper. Starting with Lebanon, Walla reports that Israel is intensifying efforts against Hezbollah, targeting suspected Revolutionary Guards tunnels. The operation aims to dismantle Hezbollah's military infrastructure. This could escalate tensions in the region, affecting regional stability. Turning to Gaza, Ynet's report of the IDF's action against a Hamas sniper marks a significant moment under new military engagement rules. These rules aim to limit offensive operations. This could signal a shift in military strategy, impacting ceasefire dynamics. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom Hebrew highlights the IDF's condemnation of recent illegal actions by Israeli citizens in the West Bank. The IDF vows to address these incidents, emphasizing law and order. This could strain relations with Palestinian communities, affecting peace efforts. In the West Bank, Maariv's coverage of the alleged siege on a Palestinian family raises humanitarian concerns. Reports suggest settlers have cut essential services. This situation could draw international attention, impacting Israel's global image. Finally, the JTA reports on Iran's controversial appointment of Mohsen Rezai. His involvement in the EMEA bombing case remains a diplomatic flashpoint. This move could further isolate Iran internationally, affecting its diplomatic relations. In financial news, first, Ynet Business reports that Sephora products are set to debut in Israel, available through Glam42 stores and Azrieli pop-ups. This marks a significant retail expansion in the region. Separately, Tech reveals that Wiz founders Rappaport and Kostika will solely finance the acquisition of Rachet 13 after other investors withdrew. This highlights their commitment to the media sector in Israel. And finally, Maariv Business notes that stock markets are experiencing less volatility, with stable trading conditions prevailing. This is attributed to a decrease in regional uncertainties, offering a breather for investors. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 12 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.